One time they did, and we were talking about politics, and that was the, what's a politics? It's like, oh, well.
Well, we'll start talking about some of this, just this nonsense gender, you know, fluidness. And oh. I mean, my 7-year-old's there, and we're talking about this stuff, and we're just like, this is the most retardous thing. You know, you got boys that want to be girls and girls that, and just, and this, just this, it's this mishmash of just confusion and nonsense. And they're letting little tiny babies decide early on what they want to be because they decided to play with a dolly. You know, it's like, you know, but if you, did you look how he's playing with that dolly? He made it into a gun. You
yeah,
know,
right.
And he's shooting things. Yeah, it's a dolly, but it's a gun. Give me a break, you know. So, and then they're like, well, then he needs to wear dresses, and or you know, they put on the little high heels or whatever. I mean, kids are kids, and so we'll talk about some of these intense issues. We were talking early on about the Black Lives Matter, the protests that were going, the riots, really,
right,
and how yeah. they were stopping people on the highway. And they were, you know, stopping people and dragging them out of their car. And my daughter's just like, what? What's going on? She's all worried. And she's like, well, that's just, she, you know, we're trying to explain to her, it's okay. This is what's going on. You know, there was events that happened and police were involved and things are getting blown out of proportion. And she's like, but you're fine, Dad. You're black and we're white. I'm like, baby, I'm not black. She thinks I'm black for some reason. My dad's wife is black. And so she thinks that Yvonne is my mom.
Right.
So
yeah.
She thinks that I'm black, which I'm Mexican and I get dark in the sun. And so she's like, well, you're black and we're white and we can get in trouble. So it's a funny joke now that she's growing up, but we don't want to hide these realities.
Right. Yeah.
Her. And, you know, because we want her to realize that we have the best for her. We want her to understand. We will try to take the time, just like I know you do, to try to take the time to explain these intensely difficult issues to our children. Because, you know, I mean, confusion is what they're using to brainwash. And then they're just, you know, people are standing in front of our kids in the schools and declaring these things as facts. And they're not facts at all. They're some, you know, whitewashed or just completely like a twisted narrative, which I have a huge problem with, that whole verbiage that has become this huge trend. Because a narrative is nothing more than a story. I mean,
right.
we have places in our communities where we house huge amounts of narratives. They're called libraries. And those stories are not necessarily all true. You know, it's so what narratives have outweighed facts.